weeks ago, my grandmother passed away, and we the process has been pretty easy. My mom and my aunt have taken care of things. But it started me thinking about a lot of the stuff that we used to not think of are now part of our world. Things like passcodes and IT accounts and Twitter accounts and stuff like that. And how does that work? And so I kind of thought, let's talk to somebody and find out.
Sure. Well, you know, it's probably one of the biggest missed assets today. You know, when people think about assets, they think about money in the bank, their businesses, cars, and homes. You know, digital assets like Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Google Plus accounts, even intellectual property like phone numbers, email addresses, domain names, online photo albums, online movie, online music albums, you know, a lot of times they're a lot more valuable than the other assets. And what we need to do is, while you're alive, you need to make sure from an asset protection point of view that you protect them, because one lawsuit, one car accident, one divorce can wipe you out. And when you pass away, from an estate planning point of view, you want to make sure that they're passed on to your loved ones as quickly, as cheaply, and privately as possible.
How's the easiest way to do this?
You know, there's a lot of different things you can do, and the first thing I always tell my clients is make sure you educate yourself. And if any of your listeners go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. If they fill out the Contact Us form, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them a free copy of the new book. After they've educated themselves, they need to inventory what they have. You know, people usually have a lot more than they think they do, so they really need to make a list and inventory every single thing they have. After they've educated themselves and after they've inventoried what they have a couple different options. Number one is, there's a lot of services online, and more will pop up as time goes on, that they can pay and retain, that essentially will transfer their digital assets where they want them to go after they pass away. Or they can appoint what I call a digital executor or a trusted advisor, might be a friend, relative, CPA, lawyer, financial advisor that they can trust with the usernames, passwords, secret questions for all of their accounts. If they take that second route, they can then put in the will or the trust who they want to receive the digital assets and who they should go to. The only thing is, they want to be careful about how much information they put in the will, because it might be public record.
That makes sense. Talking to lawyer Hillel Pressler, I'm trying to figure out how I want to ask this. What about accounts like my daughter has two or three Apple accounts? Is it the same principle? Does she trust me? I mean, what if she's younger than me? So does the same thing apply?
It definitely applies. I mean, nobody knows when they're going to go. I mean, unfortunately, you know, people don't always get to live a long life. So regardless of how old you are, you should always make sure that there's some sort of backup to all of your digital assets. And, you know, whether it's the Apple account or the Facebook account, but you know how hard it is to get into an account if you forget your username or password,
right,
or, you know, secret question. So just imagine someone trying to get in on your behalf, telling them that you passed away. First of all, depending on the rules and regulations and privacy policies of the different companies, you know, they might just say, we don't even allow you to transfer accounts. So if you don't have that information, you're going to be in a very tough spot.
Are you finding more and more of this popping up?
Definitely. I mean, it's certainly a new topic, but the more we get into the digital age, the more we're going to see it. And don't only think about it as protecting your digital and non-digital assets while you're alive. Don't only think about transferring your digital and non-digital assets once you pass away to your loved ones, but think about it this way. You know, in this digital economy, a lot of us have our checking or savings or credit card accounts, you know, pinged every month for the mortgage, for the electric,
yep,
for the cell phone bill. You know, if somebody doesn't have the usernames and passwords to turn that off, you know, you could drain your whole account.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because my grandmother, having passed away a couple of weeks ago, that's one of the things that while my aunt had gotten got power of attorney, because my grandmother was 99, still some things that were automatically withdrawing. So, oh yeah, we got to take care of this. We got to take care of this. And it's one of those things you don't really think about until it's kind of like on top of you.
Yeah, and what I tell my clients is, you know, you spend your whole life trying to make money so you can retire, give it to your kids, give it to a charity. You know, for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it and transferring it after you're gone.
Makes sense. Talking to Hillel Plesser. Give me that website once again where people can find out more and also get your book.
Sure. It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. That's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. And if they fill up the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them the book at no charge.
Great. And the name of the book is?
Financial Self-Defense, How to Protect Everything You Own from Everyone, Every Time.
I love that part. Mr. Presser, I appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.